Radio.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sonny DiMorello.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always liked a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Can't you see them now, John? Can't you hear them singing? Can't you hear them singing with me? Brothers and sisters, he's got the whole earth in his hand. He's got the whole earth in his hand.
Covering all the latest in the WWE.
Oh, did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
And TNA.
A lot of people around here, well, they consider us a bad influence. And you know what? We're good with that.
Well, not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. An influence, as in we are the straws that stir the drink. We're in the position where the ladies want to see us and the fellas want to be us. They want what we have. They want to be where we are. And they're green with envy, just like my drink of choice. With your host,
sing with me, children,
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Thank goodness for my believers. They have truly been the wind beneath my wings.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Check out YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your action figure needs, whether it's figure reviews or just stop motion animation. Go check it out because he's awesome. We love you, Matt. I am, of course, your host, Lindsay Warren. Joining me, as always, is my believing producer, Sir Rockin.
You just gotta believe.
Not nearly cheesy enough, dude. Not nearly cheesy enough.
All right. Take two. You just gotta believe.
Gotta get your voice a little higher, too. You just have to believe.
You just gotta believe. That better?
Much better. Speaking of believing, I believe we are here to talk all about WWE Payback, which is this Sunday, June 1st.
From Chicago.
Oh, Lord, help us all.
Oh, yeah, seriously, help us all.
People, I'm just going to put my plea out to everybody in Chicago now that's going. Please don't ruin this. Please don't.
Please.
Because if you do, they may not come back. Just pointing that out.
Just pointing that out. As I did on WildTalkRadio.com, which you can all read right now.
Yes, so I say we jump into it right after the break. Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thank you.
and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead, enter it in your website address, fucking go to it, even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook, search up at the top cigarette butts and bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter R, you know, Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air. At X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air. Every Saturday night at midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show. Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'm Sonny Morella.
I'm going to prove to you and everyone else that I am the greatest intercontinental champion, of all the time!
And you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you, of course, by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your action figure needs. And now, as promised, we're going to jump right into WWE Payback, which is this Sunday, June 1st, with the pre-show. That's right. Again, for the 40 billionth time, we're seeing Los Matadors and 3MB mix it up in some variation, except, well, It's the revenge match from WLC. That's right. Hornswoggle is taking on El Torito in a hair versus mask match.
During Raw, Hornswoggle tried to take the mask of El Torito off. Did he? No. What did he get? The tail. Yes, he stole El Torito's tail on Monday Night Raw.
So it's pin the tail on the ball?
Something sort of like that. No, it won't be pin the tail on the ball, but they did a segment where, yeah, things got... Let's think of things getting shelved back in, sort of. Anyway, it's hair versus the mask, El Torito and Hornswoggle. Oh, this should be fun. I would assume it's going to be fun.
If this is like WLC, it'll be really fun. I don't know how long you can have these two go before it gets old.
I think it ends at the payback, and I think it ends with Hornswoggle going bald.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to agree with that. Considering that, well, all the time and effort that you put into the Matadors and the Bull, I don't see them unmasking El Torito. Plus, I think it would just break JBL's heart if he finds out that El Torito is not a real Bull. Shh, don't tell him.
It really would.
You'll break his cowboy heart. So, yeah, I have a funny feeling those luscious locks of Hornswoggle are going bye-bye. So, moving on from that, we have just added Big E versus Alexander Rusev with Lana in his corner. This could be interesting.
This could actually be, this is going to be two big guys just barreling into one another. That's why it seems like it's going to be to me. You have Big E and Rusev. The Bulgarian Russian brute versus Big E going in there for America. And yeah, the big highlight will be Lana and how she does her hair and, well, her, you know, all around goodness, I guess is the best way to put it. That is Lana.
I'm curious to see what kind of suit she wears.
Yeah, I think many people are. This should be a good one. Should be better than any of the matches he's had so far. The collision on Raw was good. It looks like Big E's here to put over Rusev, and that's where I'm going to go. Rusev takes it, just because I don't see Rusev losing just yet.
You just debuted Alexander Rusev right after WrestleMania. He's been on a steady path of destruction since then. Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I don't see them jobbing Rusev out to Big E, unfortunately. That doesn't make sense to me. You're trying to build and establish Rusev. You're putting a lot of, again, time and effort into him and Lana. So it makes sense to continue Rusev on his path of destruction and have him barrel through Big E, but I'm hoping this is a good match.
I have a feeling the crowd will be into this one. I think we will get some better crowd reactions, and I think we'll get some more physical action from Rusev to show what kind of power he actually has that we've been hearing about but haven't fully seen since his debut in WWE. Looking forward to seeing if he can deliver that. I think he will. And Big E is a big guy, so yeah, this should be a good one, but I still think Rusev wins.
Yeah, I gotta agree with that. Whether it's clean or not, that's up for debate, but yeah, I think Rusev wins.
Rusev crush!
Rusev win!
Rusev win.
Speaking of crush, it seems Alicia Fox might have a chance to crush some more soda cans at ringside as she takes on Paige for the Divas title.
Stone Cold Alicia Fox? What? I was confused by what happened on Monday. It was uncomfortably long what happened on Monday Night Raw, where her freak out. She beat up Emma, which, okay, got that, but she lost the match, which is kind of confusing since she's fighting for the title, the pay-per-view. But she freaks out and then just gives the dude a wedgie and smash soda cans, as Lindsay said. It's just... I was confused. confused by the whole thing, and it was just it went on 2-3 minutes longer than it should have.
I mean, I like the new aggressive side of Alicia Fox. I definitely think any character development for the Divas is a step in the right direction. I'm just not sure I'm okay with her having a tantrum literally every show that she's on. And it goes on for like 5-10 minutes where she just has these tantrums or these celebrations. Whether she's won or lost, she beats up the ringside staff. She, you know, dumps soda over all over herself. Like, you know, again, I'm all for character development. I think, you know, the first tantrum was awesome. Her celebrating her win afterwards was great. But it's like, you know, if you're... Don't have her do it every match. Like, have her be aggressive. Have her kick people's butts. Have her beat people up. But don't have her, you know, dump soda all over herself and give people wedgies and that kind of thing. Because it gets really tiresome really fast. And it's like, it's just, you know, who's going to get her under control?
Right. Especially when... Okay, it's cool to freak out a little bit. It's fine. Let the freakouts happen. But once you don't do like 500 different freakouts in one little segment, save them. You could have got a lot of mileage out of it just a little bit. At least that's to me. But moving back to the match a little bit, this should be all right. They haven't let Paige promote this match a little bit. I believe they do on SmackDown a little bit, or at least she's featured on SmackDown. Spoiler alert for who hasn't watched SmackDown when listening to this, because this is coming out Thursday, and yeah.
By the way, speaking of SmackDown, segue, I was not the female fan that jumped the barrier and chased after the Shield. I have an alibi with witnesses. Was not there. Not it. Anyway, continue.
Then why is the bail money fund empty?
Completely separate reason. Go on.
Just had to ask the question. I hope they give some Paige some time to talk about the matchup on her own. I know they did a video on .com with her as well, so that's pretty good, but more of it should be featured on TV just a little bit. This should be a solid matchup. I don't have high expectations for this match because I don't know how much time it's going to actually be given on the pay-per-view. But this should be, if they're given some time, this could actually be good. Alicia Fox has been really aggressive, as Lindsay mentioned, lately. So that should add some extra elements to the match. And it's good that they're actually featuring another character that isn't one of the Total Divas on Raw and SmackDown and got people talking a little bit.
I would agree with that. I mean, it's... I'm curious to know when they're going to actually start to really let Paige promote and put Paige out there, because they seem very hesitant to do that. They're really kind of holding her back a little bit, if you notice that, and I'd really like to see Paige be able to promote and talk and do everything that she knows how to do. So I'm very curious to see how that goes and when that happens, and if she's still Divas Champ when that happens.
And I think she will be, at least after Payback.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's, again, Paige is a newly crowned champion. You have Alicia Fox lose. She loses it again at the pay-per-view. And you go from there. So,
I would assume everybody expect another freakout at Payback.
Hide your soda cans and your hats.
And your crowns.
Yeah. Because you never know what she's going to run off with. So after this...
And also make sure your underwear is tucked in nicely.
Or just don't wear it.
Okay, then. That would be uncomfortable for a few hours. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on.
Especially... Anyway, continue.
You have Wade Barrett taking on Rob Van Dam for the IC title.
You did the thumb points, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Every time you say Rob Van Dam like that, you gotta do the thumb point.
I don't have the energy to do the thumb point.
Well, as I said on WT on Sunday, I've got some bad news for Rob Van Dam. You're losing to Wade Barrett because they just put the belt on him. And the fans are getting slowly behind Wade Barrett. And so is the office a little bit. Though my biggest complaint is they haven't featured Wade Barrett enough just yet, which is kind of surprising, but I understand why they're holding back, just they're putting him out there just in little small spurts at this point, which is fine, because you want to pay to see your champion wrestle a little bit. And Van Damme just seems sort of, I don't know, he hasn't gotten that start that he's needed to just yet.
Van Damme almost feels a little disconnected from the product.
He's a guy right now. He has not been, why is Van Damme back? We haven't been told. He hasn't said anything. He's just sort of there. I'm here. I'm going to wrestle. That's my job. That's what I'm going to do. And that's fine. That's fine. And the way they booked him on Raw, it just sort of like, okay, he's in a title match, so why is he, he lost. Oh, okay. Alright then.
Right.
It left me confused.
Yeah, it was just, it's like, you know, I love RVD. I really do. I think he's an awesome person. I think he's an awesome wrestler, but he just feels really disjointed and almost like he doesn't belong anymore. And so it's like, it's cool to see him go after the IC title. I think that's great, but you know what? Yeah, bad news, RVD. You're probably going to lose because, well, they like it on Wade Barrett, probably.
And Wade Barrett likes it on him, too.
Yeah. Wait, you know what? I think Wade Barrett will take any push he can get.
Uh-huh.
Now, Wade, honey, I love you, but please remember, don't screw your elbow like you did last time. Just pointing that out.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
No more falling out of the ring on Battle Royals.
Yeah, please don't. And if you do, do it safely.
Fall on a bunch of people.
Or swing them. Because up next we have the King of Swing, Cesaro, taking on Sheamus for his U.S. title.
I got nothing after that transition.
Ah, got him!
I need a... You talk about this.
I talk about this? You know, this is a hard one to call because they just put the title on Sheamus after Dean Ambrose held it for forever and a day and never defended it. Just had to throw that out there.
You did.
So, yeah, just had to put that out there. But yeah, so they just put this title on Sheamus after a 30-man battle royal where he beat Dean Ambrose for the title. But you have Cesaro on a steady climb. And it almost feels like if Cesaro doesn't win, then the whole thing that he's been doing with Heyman is a bust.
I would agree completely. That's sort of my thinking. It's sort of what I was trying to bring up on Sunday is, you're Cesaro on the rise. He's becoming a big star in your company, and just the idea of putting him against Sheamus, well, on paper, the match itself is going to be really, really good.
Yeah.
Cesaro shouldn't lose. He's on this incline, as you said, and it's like, if he loses, you cut the legs right out of him, and it's like, well, do I see him as a credible anything after losing to Sheamus like that? It just seems like it's a bad idea for the U.S. title to be involved in this match. But that's where you are because you put the belt on Sheamus, and then you start the feud. It's like, you could have just had these guys just go and just be brutal with each other, which they are, and the whole idea of them each other knocking each other out and then shaking the other's hand is brilliant. I love the one on SmackDown where Cesaro was shaking Sheamus' hand. It was just fantastic.
It was great.
But it's just, I don't know, it's like, I like the match, I like the idea of the match, and it's like, I just can't see, like, the idea if Cesaro loses, it just sort of stops his momentum. But in WWE, I guess it doesn't really matter to them, but to me, momentum really matters. And in this case, for Cesaro, he needs all the momentum he can get, especially when they need heels, and he's one of their bigger ones on the rise.
Yeah, and let's not forget that this wouldn't be the first Paul Heyman guy that WWE would have cut the legs out from under. They've done it to several, you know, they did it to Ryback, they did it to Axel. So I wouldn't be surprised if that ends up happening with Cesaro.
Yeah, but the Ryback legs were cut out when he didn't win at WrestleMania. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I would agree, but them cutting his legs out even further with Heyman didn't help.
No, it didn't. That being said, I'm picking Sheamus to win.
I'm going to go Cesaro. I don't know if it's going to be 100% clean, but I'm going to go with Cesaro. So we disagree. Our first disagreement.
It took, what, 4 matches to get there?
Yeah, it took 4 matches to get there, but yeah. So he has Sheamus, I have Cesaro. I guess we'll have to see.
That's where the bragging rights are probably going to come in on.
Yeah, that's where the bragging rights are going to come in. I'm sure I'm wrong, but that's where the bragging rights come in. So up next for bragging rights. The Shield is taking... So up next for bragging rights. The Shield is taking on Evolution in a no-holds-barred elimination match, and this is a return match from Extreme Rules, where the Shield actually won in spectacular fashion, I might add. So the Shield obviously wanted to prove that once and for all, they are the dominant faction in WWE. And serve a little justice to Evolution.
They want to get some payback on Evolution, because in the last month they've been laid out a couple times by Evolution. Especially on Monday night, Sledgey got involved, and yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah. That beatdown on Monday, holy crap. That's how you do that. Second only to the Wyatt family, which we'll get into here in a minute. But yeah, that beatdown, that was awesome.
It really was. I enjoyed that beatdown. I've enjoyed a lot of the Evolution beatdowns on their show, because they've been able to generate some really strong heat on it. I can't see Evolution winning this one, though. All signs to me point to the Shield coming out again victorious in what is probably your main event match. And it's going to be one of those matches that's really, really good. And people will be talking about it the next day. And I can also kind of sort of see, like, Evolution's going to get the numbers advantage for a while, since it's elimination. And I have a feeling Roman's going to look like a star, and he should. And I think it's going to come down to him and Hunter.
Get out of my head. Just get out of my head.
It's warm and cozy there. I'm just, you know, never leaving the head. It's going to come down to Roman and Hunter. And Roman's going to... It's going to be Orton and Hunter versus Roman for a bit. And then Roman pulls it out. Shield win. Roman looks strong coming out of it as he gets revenge for the sledgehammer shot.
Yeah, I'm kind of at the same thought process. I can see Dean and Seth going. They'll probably get Dean out of the way potentially early, and then Seth will go midway through the match, or vice versa. You'll see one of the Shield members go very early in that match, and then it'll come down to Roman, and because this is all going to lead up to eventually Roman versus Hunter. So,
and remember, it's no holds barred. Anything could happen.
Yeah, anything can happen, anything goes. Anyone can interfere. Keep that in mind.
Just because they're eliminated doesn't mean they couldn't come back and, you know, interfere a little bit.
Yeah, help out a little bit. So, you know, as much as I would, I don't, you know, this is a hard one to call. And I actually would like to see Evolution win, no offense to the Shield, just because I want to see this continue, but I think it is going to be the Shield. I think they are going to come out on top, and they're going to make Roman Reigns look like $1 million while doing it.
And as they sign the contract on Monday Night Raw, World Wrestling Entertainment is a creative genius. The whole creation of the universe, fashioned by his ever-toiling hands, all living mortals should praise his name and image. That's what the contract they signed on Monday Night Raw. So we all have to bow down to the creative genius of what is a person known as World Wrestling Entertainment.
Nice. By the way, nobody should ever give Dean Ambrose a pin and a contract ever again.
He was very fidgety with it.
It's like, Dean, honey, don't pull a Taker. Don't do it. Just don't.
He thought about it.
You could tell. He thought about it, but yeah. So, very curious to see how this one goes. This is a hard one to call. I'm with Rock, I say the Shield, so we'll see. But speaking of hard to call, Your main event of the evening, potentially, if it's not Evolution and the Shield, is John Cena taking on Bray Wyatt in the, I guess, last of the series, in a last man standing match.
But is it the last of the series?
I don't know. They're giving hints that it's going to be the last of the series, but we'll see if they can go to number 4 at Money in the Bank. All depends on how this one ends.
Unless neither man is left standing, I can't see. I can't see this one going farther. If neither man wins, then I can see a fourth and final match. But I have a feeling it ends at Payback. It has to. It has that feel to it. It's like, all right, time is up. Time to move on. But the build up, the fun of the build up has been, oh my goodness.
Oh, this has been great. And they've made this so, 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 so hard to call, because after Extreme Rules, John Cena thought he had Bray Wyatt. He's been super confident. And in the last 2 weeks, Bray Wyatt has bared his teeth and showed Cena, well, maybe you don't know me as well as you think you do, and maybe you don't know what I'm going to do. Bray Wyatt has sent a very clear message to John Cena that you don't know what's going to happen, and you really don't know what I'm capable of.
Right.
As we saw on Monday night, and tonight on Main Event.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So,
it's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. I can tell you right now, I want to fight. I want to see these two beat the crap out of each other. And don't hold back.
It's last man standing. That's all they can do.
Yeah, this has to be a fight. This cannot be a wrestling match. This has to be a fight. And it can't be the cat and mouse games that they've played now for two other matches. You need to have them both come out swinging. And you just need to have them beat the unholy hell out of each other.
They're going to brawl around the building a little bit. We're going to see some plunder. We're going to see some tables. Ricardo...
Ricardo kissed the Spanish announce table goodbye if it doesn't go by in the Shield match.
Yeah, just run. Sorry, Ricardo.
Try and get back on the Exotic Express.
Oh, I don't think he ever made it to the Exotic Express. He tried. He tried so hard. I've enjoyed the build. I thought what they did Monday was really, really good. They've been doing a great job of building it up. Both sides, they've kept everyone equal.
And that's what's made this so difficult to call.
But in reality, it shouldn't be difficult to call. Mm-hmm. There should only be one winner. And that's Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, I know I'm wrong, but I've got to go with my heart on this one. Bray needs the win. Cena can take a loss, and you can do a lot with Cena after he takes the loss as far as character development, which, yeah, they've had those chances in the past and they haven't taken them, but yeah, you need to get Bray Wyatt this win. You need to have him stay strong, because you've built him now into a potential championship contender, and you need to keep him there. To cut his legs out, especially since he's really becoming the number 2 heel in the company behind Evolution, yeah, you need to have him strong. And nothing would be stronger for Bray Wyatt than to defeat John Cena in a last man standing match, especially if he can do it without Rowan and Harper. He won't. They will be involved, but to what extent, I'm curious.
They'll be involved, but either Cena takes them out, or the Usos get involved and take them out, just leaving John and Bray to themselves.
Which I'm fine with, and you know I would love to see Bray do what he did at Rumble, which is rise to the occasion and just beat the shit out of Cena and take the victory. That's what he did to Brian. He just literally beat Brian until Brian couldn't kick out anymore.
And this is the win he needs. He needs to put Cena down for Cena's own good.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going with my heart on this one, even though I'm sure I'm wrong, and John Cena won't lay down for Bray Wyatt. So I'm picking Bray Wyatt, because I want to see him win. I kind of need to see him win.
I'm with you. He's got to win. So, those are our... Go ahead.
Yeah. And it can't be the like the win he did at... Extreme Rules.
Extreme Rules, yeah. So those are our picks for matches, but there's one thing we have to decide, Lindsay.
Oh?
Is he going to give up the title? Or is his wife going to get fired? And that's basically the decision in the hands of Daniel Bryan on Sunday. What happens? Does Brie Bella get fired? Or does Daniel Bryan do the right thing, what's best for business, and let the WWE Universe have a champion who's active and gives up the title to Stephanie McMahon?
This is a hard one to call. Stephanie has put Bryan really in the impossible situation because it's, who do you love more? Do you love your wife more, or do you love the title more? And that's really where Bryan's ideals are being tested, is, you know, what matters more. And, you know, in terms of real life, Brie Bella is everything to Daniel Bryan, and on television as well. But, you know, that title, at least in the TV sense, is a little bit more. Because it represents everything he's been working towards, everything he's been trying to achieve his entire career.
Yeah, and it really is, but I don't think he wants to see his wife get fired. I think that extra element, I don't know if that's how it actually goes. Maybe he gives up the title and she gets fired anyhow. But I have a feeling he gives up the title before he lets his wife get fired.
See, I can see that he's not going to let Brie get fired. Because he's got to go home with Brie. And Brie's career is everything to her, in addition to Daniel being everything to her. So yeah, I can see Daniel giving that title up before he lets Brie get fired.
And because he can always get the title back, she can't always get her job back.
Yeah, because the question is, okay, you let your wife get fired for the sake of keeping your title. She, you know, it could be something of that's what they agree to do. She's willing to get fired to keep him as champion. Well, what comes to the point where she decides she wants her job back, and what is she going to have to do? What humiliation at the hands of the authority is she going to have to suffer to get her job back?
And I could see that coming up as well. You know, okay, I won't fire her, but I will make her do this, 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 and this. It could be one of those things as well. But it's going to be something we have to see come Sunday.
Yes, we will have to see come Sunday. So very curious to see how this goes, and what will Daniel Bryan choose?
I'm looking forward to Sunday. I think Sunday is going to be a great show. I think there's going to be some really good wrestling. The crowd better play nice.
They're not gonna. You know, it's, you know what? It's WWE in Chicago, and they're gonna chant for the hometown boy no matter what. Unless WWE sends Damian Sandow out there to CM Punk's music just to piss them all off.
Since he's been Davy Crockett and D-Sizzle in the last couple of days,
God.
DS Punk could be at Payback.
You know, honestly, that would be worth the $10 right there.
It would be. I mean, have it coming out with it in full CM Punk gimmick. Yeah. Okay. Make this happen, WWE. DS Punk, or whatever you want to call him, Damien Sandow, CM Punk at Payback. Because he's the best in the world.
Right. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to Payback. I'm really excited for it. Like you said, I think it's going to be a good show. I think the two main events are going to deliver, like they did at Extreme Rules. And I'm looking forward to see what happens.
It's going to be a lot of intrigue and a lot of unpredictability, sort of. Because we basically predicted the same thing, except for one match. But in terms of the matches itself, they're going to be physical, they're going to be exciting, and it's wrestling, it's Payback, it's WWE on pay-per-view on the WWE Network. Can't ask for much more.
Nope, no you can't. And on that note, I think we're done.
We are done.
All right, well, you've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Sorry for the short show this week, but, well, I've got stuffs going on. Hope you liked the payback preview. We couldn't, you know, not do anything for you guys this week. So, again, check out WWE Payback this Sunday, June 1st, on the WWE Network and probably only Comcast.
And your local cable provider. It's on cable, Time Warner, Comcast. Go check out WWE.com for all the local providers in your area that will be covering the show. And yeah, short show this week, but we have plenty coming your way. Don't you worry. Stuff is happening on The Rack. Stay tuned to the websites, Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. On the Twitters, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward, LNSWARD. And we'll keep you updated on all the happenings. What's going on?
Yes, and in case you missed it, I missed WWE app again. Had to brag.
Yeah, she is Miss WWE app. She really, really is.
But for Rock, I'm Lizzie Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye! You wish there was another way out. For you, I wish there was another way out.